Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to the program this week the Wilkes Extension Director for the Cooperative Extension Service, Bill Hanlon. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well, my friend.
Doing very well.
Great. Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you, even though, Bill, I have to say that what we're going to talk about, to me, is not very pleasing. You're telling me that we've got another issue coming up with home invasions.
We do. We had a lot of calls last year about stink bugs getting into the house, and one in particular is called the brown marmorated stink bug.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly new to our area. It's only been in North Carolina, I'd say, about 3-4 years or so.
Right.
And during the fall of the year, they're just like the lady beetles that we've had problems with. They try and get out of the cold, the coming cold,
mm-hmm.
and they get into houses.
Yes, they do.
and they can get in by the thousands at times.
Well, I had a serious issue with them this past fall and winter, but and I think we talked briefly about this before, and when it did start to warm up, as you said, they start to disappear because I guess then they're heading back outside, right?
They do, and they're actually a major pest of different crops. For instance, the apple growers have a significant problem with these insects. They damage the fruit, and as they build up over time, the populations just get so large that they can do quite a bit of damage in a very short period of time. But that's just crops. They don't really do any damage to your house.
They just are irritating and yucky.
Right.
Yeah. Is there, and I don't recall from our earlier conversation, is there a way to rid ourselves of these?
There's no repellents out there or anything like that. The best recommendation, and it's one we've had for the lady beetles also, is just try and seal the house up as much as possible. Try and get rid of those tiny cracks around the door seals and window seals because they can get in that way. Attic vents need to be screened. Any possible area that they can get in, you need to start looking at now.
Yes, yeah.
And start dealing with it because you don't want to seal them up inside the house.
When you say a tiny space, that's really all it is, isn't it, that's required? I mean, that's a little crack. That's not, nothing's going to get there, but it does.
Yeah, they're very good at finding ways into your house. I get them in my house, and I've looked and looked, and I don't have a very large population in my house last year, but I looked and I thought I sealed everything up and I still had them.
Well, you obviously have fewer cracks in your house than I did in mine, because I did have a large population of them this past year, but I worked on it since, and like you, I kind of hope I've found all the places. You tell me, we're talking with Bill Hanlon, who's the Cooperative Extension Director in Wilkes office, and we're talking about those stink bugs that we've started to see the last few years, especially this past year. Where did they originate, Bill?
They are from Asia. There's another bug that we're dealing with called the kudzu bug,
mm-hmm.
and it's from Asia also. A lot of our newer pests are from the from Asia.
So they make the trip here how?
With trade. They come okay. over in cargo, mm-hmm. things like that. They're, like I said, they're very small. They can easily hide. The brown marmorated stink bug has been a problem up in the Northeast for many years.
Okay.
And as slowly over time, they're expanding their range, and there's really no natural enemies for them.
Mm-hmm.
So their population just increases and increases, and you know, they just kind of overwhelm.
Is there any issue with disease? Do they have any type of disease that comes along with them?
No, and they won't transfer anything to plants, and they don't bite people.
Okay.
But when you do pick them up, they can give you, hence their name, a bad smell.
Yeah, okay.
And if you crush them, it's even worse.
Yes.
So it's best to, if you're going to dispose of them, take them outside first and do something with mm-hmm. them.
You did mention there is something that you've done in the past with the lady beetles to help rid yourself of them, some like a home remedy kind of thing.
There are some things out there. If you go on the internet, there's these lady beetle traps because they're attracted to, you know, the old black lights.
Mm-hmm.
They're attracted to those, and they sell those on the internet. I've tried a homemade version of that with, you know, mixed success. The best thing to do is to go ahead and vacuum them up, and you can put a stocking or something over the end of your vacuum cleaner hose, so that all you have to do is when that bag fills up, just take it outside and do what you want with them.
Yeah, because you definitely don't want to leave them in the vacuum bag for long.
No, definitely not.
That's another issue, too. What happens with the, you said there's an issue with the apple trees and apple growers. How do they control them, or can they?
They have to spray.
Oh, they do.
Okay. They spray an insecticide, and they have to spray maybe every 7 to 10 days during this time of year. But we don't really recommend homeowners spraying for them. Even if they get on the exterior of the house, most of the sprays that are available to homeowners are there and gone very quickly, and they're contact.
Yeah.
So unless it comes into direct contact with the stink bug, you're going to have to reapply, and you're going to see residue on the house and things like that.
Well, and also you don't really, the average homeowner, you don't really want to be trying to work with any of the insecticides that the people who do farming or orchards and stuff have access
to. Right, and you definitely don't want to apply them inside, because you're exposed to the insecticides just as the insects are, and it can cause health problems in certain people.
Well, Bill, I just want to tell you, you've really brightened my day.
I'm just the messenger.
You make me feel so much better about what's coming in the fall.
Well, at least you're forewarned.
That's right. If folks have any questions about this, maybe something we didn't touch on today, they can call you or your office.
Yes, they can call me at area code 336-651-7333.
Bill Hanlon, Wilkes Extension Director, the Cooperative Extension Service, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you talking with us and keeping us up to date on this issue. And I know we're probably going to have some more conversations about it.
This is true. You're more than welcome.
Have a great day, Bill.
You too.
Folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.